And we can begin with item number 73, which is Matthew Posey.
I'm going to have to step up my game, like working next to you at that thing. I'm going to have to shape up a bit.
Wait till you hear my idea for a presentation.
You have to go to the restroom.
Uh-oh. I don't sing, don't dance very well.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chair and Commissioners. My name is Paul Dekopoulos. I'm an attorney here in Salem, and with me is Mr. Matt Posey. And I've been in communication with Ms. Meyer, so thank you very much for having us. And I understand I get a little bit of time before the commission.
Yes, indeed. So we'll begin with first of all, I want to thank both of you for being here. We really do appreciate it when folks come to the hearings. And so we'll begin with a staff report, and then the commission may have questions for staff. We will then move to you folks and give you each an opportunity to speak if you'd like. We may have some questions for you then, and then the commission will have a discussion, and we'll move forward from there.
Thank you.
So, okay, well, let's begin with staff report.
Chair Sosa, Commissioners, Investigator Susan Myers. Item 73 is preliminary review report for Matthew Posey, who is a board member of the Dallas School District Board. The complaint in this matter alleged that Mr. Posey participated and voted on approving a memorandum of understanding with the Booster Club for the construction of an artificial turf field at the football field, and that he failed to disclose conflicts of interest arising from the fact that he and or his employer, Kaiser Excavating, were acting as the Booster's general contractor on the project. The project, the Boosters raised a tremendous amount of money to install the turf field, and they relied heavily on donations and volunteers from people such as Mr. Posey. According to Mr. Posey, neither he nor Kaiser Excavating received any payments. According to the complainant, he alleged they may have, but the complainant alleges a lot of additional problems with the project that are not within our jurisdiction. The key question that for our jurisdiction here is that whether at the time Matt Posey voted to approve the memorandum of understanding, the effect of his action would or could be to the financial benefit of himself or his employer. Based on the MOU and the documents that were submitted to the board on May 14th, it appears that the intent was that Mr. Posey and or Kaiser would be acting as the general contractor, position that would have a financial impact. This appearance is based on the fact that the board minutes indicate Matt Posey has volunteered to be the overseer of the project, and that the packet included cost estimate sheets that showed the excavating portion of the earthwork portion of the project was going to cost approximately $156,000, with only $66,000 donated, leaving payable costs. That same sheet also shows an estimate of a $5,000 payment for a general contractor. Also, with the materials submitted to the school district board in May, was a list of in-kind construction donors that identifies Kaiser Excavating as the acting general and Matt Posey as the contact for Kaiser Excavating. Based on the information available in preliminary review, we are recommending that the commission open an investigation of this matter to determine whether any payments were made and whether the information presented in May was sufficient such that Mr. Posey should have disclosed conflict of interest.
Do any commissioners have any questions for Ms. Myers? See you next. All right. Council.
Thank you very much. This is so clearly a case of no good deed goes unpunished. Mr. Posey has served on the school board for a long time, and the Booster Club came up with the concept of raising money to build a turf field. Mr. Posey's employed by Kaiser Excavating out of McMinnville, and he and a number of other donors donated their time. He didn't ever receive any money for the almost 400 plus hours that he worked on this project. And we've asserted this in our answer. The investigator has raised some additional questions about insurance. Did he get any free tickets to the football games? Did he get free advertising? And we're all prepared to answer those. This starts with an analysis of the MOU. And I don't know if you... Do they have this in front of them?
They don't have the MOU.
Okay. So the MOU is between the school district and the Booster Club. And on page 3, under section 5.2, there's a provision that says, if the Boosters engage an independent contractor to construct any portion of the project, the district will not be a party to that contract. And then there's insurance requirements and a number of other requirements. In 5.3, the Boosters shall make all payments when due under any contract for materials or contract for construction. So this MOU envisioned that the Boosters might in the future hire an independent contractor. They never did that. They never hired Kaiser Excavating or Matt Posey to be a general contractor. This MOU was attached to a packet of information that was given to the board at that time, and we included it, every piece of it, in our response. It included this nice diagram of a beautiful football field, which all of you can visit, and we hope you do. And you can see the advertisements from all the big donors. And Kaiser Excavating isn't on there. You can see that Greg Locke, a Salem engineer, donated all his engineering time. And there's costs of rock, costs of moving rock, costs of excavating. Then there's a list at the very end, and this is really important, because this is the list that the preliminary report references. And at the top it says donated service or item. And under donated service, there's at least 20 contractors here who've all donated their services, whether it's dump trucks, asphalt paving, excavation, roller compactors, and there's Kaiser Excavating Company. And in parens, it says acting general. Now, let's not get confused that at this time, this was what Mr. Posey was donating. He was donating his time to do some overseeing. So at the time he's a board member, he's voting on a contract between the Boosters and the school board that says in the future the Boosters can hire an independent contractor. They're not required to. They can use donations. And all through the materials that they sent to the board is the recognition that they're doing this with volunteers. The letter from the Boosters that was given to the board on that May 14 meeting says, both projects will be completed with 100% private funding, an army of eager volunteers, and the support of the Dallas School District. This is one of the army of eager volunteers. He never received one penny in compensation for his time. His company never received one penny of compensation for his time. All of the people who were donors listed on the MOU that was attached and approved by the board, none of those people received money. And the fact that Mr. Posey said, yes, I'll help out and kind of direct traffic here with the Booster Club, and someone puts down that he's the acting general, there's no evidence that there's ever a contract with Mr. Posey or Kaiser Excavating. It doesn't exist. There is, at the end of it all, there's a 3x5 poster. I asked Mr. Posey to take a picture of it, and if we have to go through an investigation, we will. Thanking all the volunteers in print about this big, all the community people who volunteered their time for this wonderful project. And Kaiser Excavating is on there. The only money that changed hands, and we weren't able to get this in time because our investigation was too short, but if necessary, we can provide a letter from the president of the Booster Club saying, at no time did Matt receive any monetary compensation for his time or services. There was no payments by the boosters. The one thing that Mr. Posey was able to do for the boosters was he could get black pipe cheaper than they could because he's in the business of excavating. So they ordered $7,700 worth of black pipe for the Booster Club, gave the invoice to the boosters, and the booster reimbursed the company $7,375.85 for the pipe. So that's the story. This is an unfortunate complaint, and what you don't know is it was filed by Mr. Posey's political rival during the school board contest in May. There's simply nothing to this, and we can answer every single question that the investigator poses. We have asserted, and there's no contrary evidence, that neither Kaiser Excavating or Mr. Posey ever received anything of monetary value for his 400 plus hours of volunteer services after he was done with his work day. And that's why we're here. We hope that we don't have to go through an investigation on this matter. And we're open to questions, and Mr. Posey's been minded his manners here, but I know he can answer any questions you have for him as well.
Counsel, thank you very much. Mr. Posey, if you'd like to make any additional statement, you're free to at this time, but you don't have to.
You know, I think Paul's covered it pretty clear in my mind. You know, it's frustrating. I grew up in the community, went to school there, graduated from there, went on with my life for another 10 years out of state and came back and have been there ever since. Got on the school board, suggested by one of my good friends that it would be a good thing to do, and it's been a really good thing to do. A little disappointing that we get into a situation like this that's, you know, I guess I'd like to say really unfounded. But, you know, I guess if you're in political life long enough, and the school board's a pretty small piece, right? But for me, in a community the size, when I do, it's kind of a big deal to me. That you do it as long as you do that. Sooner or later, you're not going to have somebody trying to create a problem for you. So, a project turned out great. There's some peripheral projects going on with it that'll make it a really nice thing, great thing for, you know, a community of 14,000 people that raises almost $1 million is shocking in my mind. I never thought it would happen, and when it did, you know, several friends of mine and I, we felt like we needed to participate in it to make it happen. People put their money and efforts on the line, we felt like we would do the same because we can. And I never went into it with the intentions of making a penny, and that's how it happened, black and white.
I think that where this got off track was not understanding that under section 5.2 of the MOU, it says if the boosters engage an independent contractor to construct any portion, then the MOU will require a whole lot of things. And at the time that this MOU was approved by the school board, the boosters had not engaged an independent contractor. They had engaged 20 volunteer businesses to do a bunch of rock excavation and moving, free of charge. So at the time that Board Member Posey voted on this MOU, he was not voting on a deal between the boosters and Kaiser Excavating. That's the missing piece here. Even though whoever puts together the donation list, donated services, lists Kaiser Excavating as the, quote, acting general. And the acting general was not the independent contractor. And I think that's the glitch in the preliminary report that I see.
Thank you. Yes, Commissioner Keene.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Posey, for being here and your attorney, and also thank you for all of the volunteer work that you do. We all know that that's the only way some of our school activities get to happen is because of people like you and the thousands of hours that you donate. And I recognize that. And being on the school board itself is a full-time job, and it's a lot of work, and I appreciate that. I myself have volunteered to work on my school's playground, and it's a lot of work. So I guess my question is, of the hundreds of thousands of dollars that were raised, $850,000, is there a contract with your firm to provide services with that money, and is it a contract that you participated in voting on?
There's no contract.
Is there any agreement or anything that you have participated in in your role as a school board member? Have you participated in any agreement with your firm
to
provide any services that they're going to get paid for? That's
No. There's no agreement with my firm. There's no agreement with the school district, school board, or not school board, but booster club.
So is your firm going to be getting any of this $850,000?
No.
Okay. And then, so I guess my question is what is the benefit that we're thinking that has been received?
At the time that all of the information was presented, it's difficult to say whether any, I mean, I don't have all that. But it's also whether at the time he approved the MOU, he had even a potential conflict of interest in that the MOU materials say that his firm will be the acting general and say that the general contractor will receive a $5,000 payment. Mm-hmm. Now, that may not have happened, but at the time the MOU was presented, that was the information presented to the board.
I see. But it is listed as a donation?
It's where he's listed as acting general is on the list of donors. Uh-huh. Where it says that the general contractor will receive a $5,000 payment, it's listed as a payment, not a donation.
And does it list his firm?
That's just the list of intended expenditures. It doesn't identify the firm.
So at most, it would be a potential conflict that he would have just had to declare and then would have participated in the vote?
Quite possibly, depending on whether at that time, it truly was the intent that they would be the acting, or whether it was they may be the acting and not be paid, mm-hmm. would be more of a potential violation.
Can I add to that a little bit?
Yeah.
That $5,000 amount, I think, was a budgeted item as potential. If my firm was required to provide some kind of additional insurance that would cost me money, I think the expectation was that we would get reimbursed for that, just like we did with the materials piece, at a zero-sum end game for me, no profit on it at all. And as it turned out, it wasn't something that there was an expense for, so that was never exercised at all.
And the amount that the firm would, you and the firm would have contributed in that case would have far exceeded $5,000?
Oh, for our effort?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Times 10, probably. I'm not exactly sure.
Thank you.
So just so I understand, so you did not cast a specific vote on the board to pick the contractor that was going to be used. Is that what I understand?
That's true.
So you were casting a vote for an independent company, then there was a list of them and your company was on there.
I don't remember
right?
the list or independent anybody's being involved in that, other than the MOU was to have an agreement between the Booster Club and the school board to build this project.
Do I not have that? I'm looking at you guys.
That's
is that not accurate?
Because
if you don't have, if you're not voting specifically for your company to benefit, that's where I guess I'm with you. I'm confused on where there's a true potential when somebody when the specific company has not been decided.
They're anticipating using the type of company that you
right.
for which you work. So that would be the potential.
So, and he would have, and I mean, I just don't understand how he would have to declare a potential conflict of interest for maybe if his company gets, so that's where I don't know that there's a violation there. So do you get bonus, is there bonus compensation within your company for you specifically? Like if your company does a certain amount of revenue, is there any type of compensation for you personally? How, based on like either profit sharing or something along those lines?
I have a contract with the company that I work for, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for answering that. My last question is, so Scott Short, is he a contractor or is he just a political?
I never had a conversation with the man, so I don't know what his thing is.
What his background is on work? Okay.
No.
Okay. Yes, Councilor.
Just to take Commissioner Mason's statement a little farther, we're even less removed than his question, because this, the contract that's approved in 5.2, it says if the booster clubs engage an independent contractor, they hadn't even decided to do that yet. So this list of people who have already promised a donation for no charge that gets attached to this whole packet that the booster club submits. These are just a bunch of willing volunteers. This is the army of eager volunteers in the booster club's letter to the board, addressed to the superintendent. So this is even farther from a potential conflict. The booster club hadn't even decided when the MOU is approved whether they would even hire an independent contractor. So how does Mr. Posey have any obligation to say, boy, I have a potential conflict because if they do in the future, and it might be, they might ask us to do this. This is so speculative.
Can I follow up on that question then? So there was one vote. Is that correct? There's one vote, and this is what we're all describing here. And that company hadn't been picked, you know, all of that. So that, I mean, for me, I would want to dismiss this because I would not want to reward, you know, somebody putting in this type of complaint. Just full disclosure on where I would be at with this case.
So Mr. Burson wants to jump in with a comment, and then Commissioner Fiston.
Oh, go ahead, Ron, please.
Well, I just had a couple of questions. So the 400 hours, was that yours, Mr. Posey, or was that Kaiser Excavating? Mine. So that was yours personally?
Yeah, it was 450.
450 hours.
Not to split hairs on numbers, but just to
no,
that's perspective of time, right?
So, so Kaiser excavating really didn't take any hours in this?
No.
Or were
this
you paid during that time by
after
Kaiser?
After my work shift and Saturday and Sunday from start until the project was finished.
So that was my question was, is would the company have any tax benefits from donating that? Or would yourself have any tax benefits from making those donations to the field, to a school district, because that is deductible, by the way. But so the other thing, I'm citing this MOU. So that's really the vote that we're talking about, is the MOU. So when you talk about the independent contractor being an option in the MOU, I guess my question to you is why would you ever hire an independent contractor if you have an acting contractor already in the MOU? Because it was decided in the MOU that Kaiser Excavating would be the acting contractor?
The MOU is silent on acting
But it lists Kaiser Excavating as...
The board was not voting to approve the list of donations. The board was...
No, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not being clear. So, the reason... I mean, because I think the commission's asking us what the reason we're here. And one of the reasons was, in the MOU, was deciding the acting contractor. Because it actually lists Kaiser... Not as a donor, but as the acting general contractor.
The MOU does not list any contractor. It has no words about Kaiser in it.
Okay. So, all right.
It's the materials that were attached to the MOU that identified Kaiser.
Right. I should have been clear about that. That it's the supporting documentation with the MOU, which I'm assuming was part of. The presentation to the board at the time when you were voting on the MOU was not only just the actual contract of 5.2 and 5.3, but also all the supporting documentation that came
along. The board didn't vote on the...
There was no vote by the board?
The board... Let me finish, please.
I'm
the
sorry.
The board did not vote on the donation list. This was a packet provided by the Booster Club. The board only voted on the MOU. The MOU is silent on the question of the people who were donating their time. So the board was not approving the list of who the Booster Club would use. So there's no reference to an acting general in the MOU.
Those aren't exhibits to the MOU.
No, they're not exhibits. They're the part of a packet, so it's reasonable to assume that the board must look at this and thought, boy, golly, this is great that all these people are donating their time. But they weren't approving the Booster Club's selection of Mr. Posey as an acting general, whatever that means.
As I recall during that vote, there was a lot of hesitance on the Booster Club's part of putting this fundraising effort together if when they got to the end, the school district wouldn't allow it. Number of reasons why, potentially. So I think what my recollection of the concept of that was that if we raise the money, will you, you know, buy into the fact that we will build this field for you and then give it to you when we're done? That's...
Commissioner Fiskum is...
I'll yield to Commissioner Day.
Okay. Commissioner Day.
Thank you. So I want to explore that concept a little bit because as somebody with a background in municipal law and putting these sorts of things together, I'm making a lot of assumptions here that aren't necessarily in the packet and I think might provide some clarity to the case. So the MOU, actually let me start with, can you describe the nature of the Booster Club? What are they and what are they actually doing under this MOU?
You might be better to talk about your history with the Booster Club, who they are and what
Well, you know, booster clubs continue to evolve over time because as soon as your kids graduate, a lot of times people drop out of it. Some don't, but majority do, just because it's, again, a lot of time. I think the idea was that our school district would never be able to build a project like this with voter approval because we would have to expend taxpayer dollars and it would be a prevailing wage job and so on. The booster club, and I'll say miraculously, was able to generate enough interest in the public to raise enough funds to do it privately. And that's how it happened.
And so under the terms of the MOU, was the booster club delivering money to the district to build it, or
no,
were they delivering a finished product?
Finished product.
And so from the district's perspective under the MOU, was it paying the booster club for that product, or was,
no,
the MOU basically setting out the terms and conditions by which they would accept this gift, so to speak, from the booster club?
Yeah, that's the way I understood it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in that, through that lens, I mean, your decision as a board member wasn't whether the booster club would hire you or not hire you. It was whether or not to accept this gift.
Right.
Right.
And
I'm sorry, just one more question. With respect to the contractor and the decision whether or not that contractor would be paid or the booster club would seek donations, was there anything within the MOU that, from the perspective of the district, that would have required that that person be paid or that that person be a particular individual?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
Yeah. I think that $5,000 amount was a, although it's not spelled out that way, it was a budgeted line item, just in case. And then just in case never came to fruition for it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions from commissioners?
Just want to explain my thinking on this. The reason that I signed this is because of the 30-day preliminary review period and not having all the information and this $5,000 going out to a general contractor, which could have, even though all the decision of the board was to accept this donation by the Booster Club and all those people who put in all that money, there was that piece of $5,000 going to a general and the allegation that Mr. Posey acted as the general that we, I think, wanted to investigate. And now we're talking about it now. So.
Any other questions?
Yes,
Commissioner King.
I just thank you, Zaha, and Director Burson. I appreciate all the work that went into this in this 30-day period. It's complex. There's a lot of dollars out there that are involved, and we get a complaint. And when those specs collide, we investigate it. And I appreciate the clarity that you have brought to all of this kind of confusing, in a way, facts. And I think as we've talked about it here and really dug into it a little more, as I said before, I feel that the only potential violation I could see would be the potential conflict of interest and not declaring. And like Commissioner Mason said, I feel that that is attenuated in many ways, including the fact that there may not even be any economic benefit, because I think it was anticipated that there would be a lot of donations. And I believe that the $5,000 would not, even assuming that were to get paid to Mr. Posey or his firm, I believe that would not have been an economic benefit, because it would have been far less than what they would donate. So for that reason, I would like to, I appreciate the staff work in bringing it here, and I see why you did, but I would like to move to dismiss this complaint. So I move to dismiss the complaint.
Any discussion on the motion? Mr. Fiskum seemed like he wanted to
jump.
He's
probably smarter than me.
I would not go so far, but, so I just want to take the opportunity to say I completely support the motion. I'll be voting in favor of it. And I think that, you know, several years ago, the legislature made changes to our statute to provide for the shortened preliminary review. I think those changes were well-intentioned, but also had a lot of unintended consequences. And, you know, us trying to work through the details staff trying to gather as much information as they can in a limited period of time really kind of puts us all at a little bit of a disservice. I just want to make those comments that I think at some point it's worthwhile for the state, for this commission and for the state to revisit the timelines in which we're operating, because I think with a little bit more time, it gives staff a little bit more time to flesh out the details, like the conversation we just had, and it saves us all a lot of time, expense, and trouble. So thank you for the opportunity to put that on the record.
Any other comments? Commissioner Starr.
I want to thank you for being here and clarifying this issue for us. It has been very helpful, and I'm fully in support of dismissing this.
Mr. Chair, I'm fully in support of it, too, and the only perspective I add to my friend Commissioner O'Day's comments is that in light of what we've heard today, and assuming what we've heard today to be true, and I will give the benefit of the doubt on that score to Mr. Dukopoulos as well as Mr. Posey, I don't think there's anything else we could learn by conducting a fuller investigation than what we've learned today. And I know the time frames get away from us, not our fault, they just do. So I will be voting as well to dismiss this complaint.
Any other comments? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Starr.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom.
Aye.
Commissioner Keene.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason.
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day.
Aye.
Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, and may I thank Ms. Myers for her professionalism. I think she asked all the right questions, and I really appreciate the opportunity she gave us to tell our side, and it was a pleasure working with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.